ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೈವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 16, ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 16, ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 1, ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 21. ಅರಕ್ಷ್ಯಮಾನಾಃ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಯ ಉರ್ವಿ ಬಾಲಾನ್ ಶೋಚಸಿ ಅಥೋ ಪುರುಷಾದೇರ್ ಇವಾರ್ತಾನ್ ವಾಚಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಕುಲೇ ಕುಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಅಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ಯೇ ರಾಜಕುಲೇ ಕುಲಾಗ್ರಯಾನ್. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್. ಅರಕ್ಷ್ಯಮಾನಾಃ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಯ ಉರ್ವಿ ಬಾಲಾನ್ ಶೋಚಸಿ ಅಥೋ ಪುರುಷಾದೇರ್ ಇವಾರ್ಥಾನ್ ವಾಚಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಕುಲೇ ಕುಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಅಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ಯೇ ರಾಜಕುಲೇ ಕುಲಾಗ್ರಯಾನ್. ಅರಕ್ಷ್ಯಮಾನಾಃ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಯ ಉರ್ವಿ ಬಾಲಾನ್ ಶೋಚಸಿ ಅಥೋ ಪುರುಷಾದೇರ್ ಇವಾರ್ಥಾನ್ ವಾಚಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಕುಲೇ ಕುಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಅಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ಯೇ ರಾಜಕುಲೇ ಕುಲಾಗ್ರಯಾನ್. ಅರಕ್ಷ್ಯಮಾನಾಃ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಯ ಉರ್ವಿ ಬಾಲಾನ್ ಶೋಚಸಿ ಅಥೋ ಪುರುಷಾದೇರ್ ಇವಾರ್ಥಾನ್ ವಾಚಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಕುಲೇ ಕುಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಅಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ಯೇ ರಾಜಕುಲೇ ಕುಲಾಗ್ರಯಾನ್. ಲೇಡೀಸ್, ಮಾತಾಜೀಸ್, അരക്ഷ്യമാനാഹ അൺപ്രൊട്ടക്റ്റഡ് സ്ത്രീയഹ വിമൻ ഉർവി ഓൺ ദി എർത്ത് ബാലാൻ ചിൽഡ്രൻ ശോച്ചസി യു ആർ ഫീലിംഗ് കമ്പാഷൻ അഥോ as such purusha adhai by men eva like that arthan those who are unhappy vacham vocabulary devim the goddess brahmakule in the family of the brahmana kukarmani acts against the principles of religion abrahmanye persons against the brahminical culture rajakule in the administrative family kula agrayan most of all the families the brahmanas Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, are you feeling compunction for the unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by unscrupulous persons? Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by brahmanas addicted to acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect brahminical culture? Purport. In the age of Kali, the women and children along with brahmanas and cows will be grossly neglected and left unprotected. In this age, illicit connection with women will render many women and children uncared for. Circumstantially, the women will try to become independent of the protection of men, and marriage will be performed as a matter of formal agreement between man and woman. In most cases, the children will not be taken care of properly. The brahmanas are traditionally intelligent men, and thus they will be able to pick up modern education to the topmost rank. But as far as moral and religious principles are concerned, they shall be most fallen. Education and bad character go ill together, but such things will run parallel. The administrative heads as a class will condemn the tenets of Vedic wisdom and will prefer to conduct a so-called secular state, and the so-called educated brahmanas will be purchased by such unscrupulous administrators. Even a philosopher and writer of many books on religious principles may also accept an exalted post in a government which denies all the moral codes of the Shastras. The Brahmanas are specifically restricted from accepting such service. But in this age, they will not only accept service, but they will do so even if it is of the meanest quality. These are some of the symptoms of the Kali age which are harmful to the general welfare of human society. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരോ ശ്രീയുതപതകമലം ശ്രീഗുരും വൈഷ്ണവാംശ്ച ശ്രീരൂപം സാഗ്രജാതം സഹഗണരഘുനാഥൻവിതം തം സജീവം സാദ്വൈതം സാവധൂതം പരിജനസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപാദാം സഹഗണലളിതാ ശ്രീവിശാഖാൻവിതാംശ്ച നമഃ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപാദായ കൃഷ്ണപൃഷ്ടായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്തസ്വാമിൻ ഇതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സാരസ്വതേ ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണീ പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പശ്ചാത്തദേശതാരിണേ ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತಗದಾಧರಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. We're reading the conversation between Dharma in the form of a bull and Mother Earth in the form of a cow. And they are asking each other questions. Dharma is asking, bull is asking the mother, are you feeling compunction for the unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by unscrupulous persons? Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by brahmanas addicted to acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect brahminical culture? So these are things that are written in the Bhagavatam many, 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 many years back. And we see that happening. When we read this, 5,000 odd years back, it was written, penned down by Vyasadev. And even before that, it was in sound available. That in Kali Yuga, these things will happen. And these symptoms are not something that people are bothered about. Only if you are sensitive to culture, Vedic culture, sensitive to behaving properly, achieving the goal of life, then only you will be worried about these type of things. Brahmanas took job in the government, so what? What are you worried about? They don't. But it's here it says that the Brahmanas will work for people who don't respect Brahminical culture. That doesn't matter as long as you give me money. I am Brahmana, you don't respect my culture, doesn't matter, you give me money, I'll sell myself. That will be the quality of Brahmanas. And if the head of the social family, which is the Brahmana, he becomes compromised in principles of Vedic culture, then who will keep it up? The Kshatriyas are dependent on the Brahmanas. And the rest of the others, Vaishyas and Shudras, cannot on their own do it unless they have inspiration from the Kshatriyas and Brahmanas. So whole culture will fall down. It will completely crash. And Kali's plan is to break it. And it will be broken. Brahmanas becoming sinful. Brahmanas becoming very, very exploitative. Working with the fallen Kshatriyas is a very horrible combination. You see, that will happen. It's mentioned here. And it is already happening. And we have accepted it as a fact. All good Brahminical boys and good Brahmin families aspire to work for some of these big, huge corporations, which are the most exploitative corporations. You see, my son is working in Microsoft. But his heart is no more soft. It is completely hard because he works for all these huge corporations and they are involved in all sorts of crazy things. The corporation is a new entity created. It's an entity created to do certain things which is against government laws. And if people do it, they'll be identified. So now people are hiding behind corporations. And the corporation is given a personal identity. Is given personhood, personal identity. So you can fight in the court. The corporation will fight in the court for itself. A big industrial corporation or an IT company will come as IBM fought like this for this. Volkswagen. They were sued for pollution. But actually it's not Volkswagen. The guy behind who wants to hide behind Volkswagen. Right? So they'll be protected. Nobody knows who it is. Just a board of directors. All of them get together. Let's increase the pollution and get money. Who cares for the atmosphere? Who cares for the people breathing it? We get the money. And we'll become famous. And our share price will rise. And we'll get great name. Who cares about all these things? will hide behind the corporation and do it. And as soon as he's getting sued, then all these people will disappear. They'll disappear from one corporation to the other, so that they won't be caught. So the corporation will show that itself to be a person. Actually, this was contested at one point of time. And in America, they fought it, and finally the corporation became a person. And you will work for that. As a nice Brahmana boy, educated by your father and mother, nice culture, every day getting up in the morning, washing yourself, doing puja, all these things he will teach you, and then he will send you to the best of schools, where you will be taught to be a very materialistic person. You will come back, use your intelligence not to understand Shastra, not to understand what is the goal of life, not to become Brahmanical, but to become cunning, using your intelligence, how to make money. So you become a better person, because you have this intelligence and you utilize it to work for a corporation that exploits people in a great way. See, the statistics is that all the corporations have flouted laws of the government. More than 60% of the laws are flouted by the corporations, and so many cases are filed against them, and none of those cases get solved properly. They escape it. Because the government actually supports the corporations. Because that culture they want to bring inside. In this way, there is a nexus between the government and all these so-called business corporations. They get paid with each other. And policies are made by these companies and say, you institute it. Pass a law like this. So they work as a nexus between the government and these big corporations. In some places, it's the corporations who make the budget for the government. They have all the money. They rule the government indirectly from the backside. So these are very powerful. And you want your children to work for such big corporations. Prestigious. They have 60 court cases pending. They have so many criminal things pending against them. They are a huge corporation, huge amount of money. And it is prestigious to work for this. Like somebody told me, you got headache, backache, you got some disease. You got a prestigious disease and die out of it, it's prestigious. Cancer, edhaavadhu vandhu neenga setthu poninga, cancer vandhu setthu ponga. Perumaiya sollam. What is the use of you getting some ordinary disease and dying? Like that, I am doing criminal activity, I do with a big corporation which hides behind and does all such criminal activities. Everybody knows about it and nobody can do anything about it. And such secure company, because even the government cannot do anything about it. The law cannot do anything about it. I work in that company, I am protected by that company. This is the thinking, and they don't think it is bad at all. No more you think these things are bad. We are in a society where it's become an everyday affair. Ladies, go to work. It's mentioned here, you see. Are you feeling compunction for unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by unscrupulous persons? So many single mothers nowadays. It's a new phrase. Single mother. Appadina enna? Somebody asks. Single mother means married, husband not there, one child, two child, whatever it is. Means single parent. Husband, what happened? That's all. Father disappeared. Divorced. So the lady has to work. Look after the children. And they go to work, so their children cannot be looked after properly. And children grow in a very funny way. I just read a whole booklet called Single Moms. And all the different statistics in UK and the USA. Very horrible to read it. You see, the mothers, and even if their parents are together also, they can't look after their children properly. They don't have time for their children. It's very pathetic. They don't know how to manage the family. They don't have anybody counseling them. They fight with each other. They either divorce or they are fighting with each other. And they don't know how to manage a child or anything together. They don't have time to pay attention to the child. Right now, I'm hearing a devotee helping his family members for the past 4-5 days, that my brother married to so-and-so, and the lady has 2 children, but she insists she wants to go out to work and have her own money. And the husband is telling, I will provide everything that is required. Please look after the two children at home. No, no, I am a professionally qualified lady. I have to work. I cannot be sitting at home and just looking after children. That's not my business. You mean to say I should just be an ordinary housewife? I want to be a special housewife who's not at home at all. Housewife who's not at house. Wife? Housewife. Housewife and housewife. So she insists she wants to work. She likes to be in the office and, you know, work with different types of men and all sorts of men. The husband is telling, please look after the two children. Otherwise, in these formative years, psychologists tell us that in the formative years, that when he is 1 year old till about at least 15 years old, 10 years old at least, if you are not with him, he'll psychologically shape in a different way. Afterwards, you can never get him. You never get him. But the women are not bothered about that. So what? Hire somebody and put her under this thing. So they put her in a krishe. They have babysitters in the West. And the babysitters commit violence against the children. They beat the children. So what they do is, okay, I hire a babysitter, but I'll put a CCTV and give. He does not know the CCTV is there. So they record on the CCTV how the babysitter is harassing the child. Whenever he cries, give one slap. And some of them give some special this thing so that you'll sleep. They just put a few drops in the water. They go to sleep. So you don't trouble me. So I am sitting and talking to my boyfriend. They're troubling me in the middle. Once in a while they slap the kid. All that is recorded. And the mom became very worried. Right? But still they don't want to go back home and look after the child. Still they want to keep a closed circuit TV and watch. So that they can take out the babysitter, put another one. But the point is, you must spend time with the child. You must be a natural wife, householder. Look after the child. Be at home. Receive the husband when he comes with a sweet smile. Keep the home clean. Worship Krishna. Give prasadam. And then go to the temple or whatever and do. This way life will be very happy. The husband will be very happy. But not possible. Women. Now, egalitarian rights, equal rights with man. I also want to do whatever you can do. Whatever you can do, I also should be allowed to do. And it's become almost a normal thing. Nowadays, when getting married, they're asking, is the wife working? I mean, is the girl working? She's qualified. Does she work? I want her to work. They openly ask this. She must be working. So, Kali Yuga, it's predicted here, it's already happening. So, they get exploited. They get left to fend for themselves. And you have an increasing amount of single women now managing things on their own. And the government is giving all sorts of facilities to look after yourself, be self-sufficient, everything. And this way, people find it not necessary to get married. Even if they are married, they are wondering, I am working, you are working. Both of us are working. Now, what is the necessity for me to stay at home and look after things? What is the necessity for me to take responsibility for things at home? You also take half, I take half. Before marriage, they write agreement. The following things you will do at home, the following things I will do. Changing the child's diapers, taking to the hospital, buying the vegetable, cooking. This week you should do, next week I'll do. Both are equal. I go for job, I bring money, you go for job, you bring money. No difference. I already became pregnant and I delivered the child. Did you do that? No. So you do this. So you do this, like that. Equal. I did this job already. What did you do? Nothing. Complete lack of understanding. So this is Kali Yuga. I see. No culture at all. No culture at all. And then what to speak of people who are Brahmanas? Education. They handle Mother Saraswati education. How? To make money. Everybody opens educational institutions. Not with the great feeling, I want to educate people. I want to make them come out in flying colors. I want to see our country progress. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. All those who are studying, you know, in the education system what goes on. Give your fees here, that somebody will speak something to you on the board, you learn it, write the exam and go. Nobody cares about you. And you also don't care about them. The students don't have any respect for the lecturers or the professors. And the student, and the professors and the lecturers are wondering, chest, seriana karma, I have to teach this class, something they will teach and they will go. They're not, no relationship, nothing with the teacher, nothing. Just complete business. So education is big money. So they make money out of education. But really speaking, there is no learning. Education is tuition, but the students don't learn and the teachers don't teach. But they get together to make money. For you money, for you money. If you want this seat, you have to pay so much. Hey, why for medical seat I have to pay 45 lakhs? How much money you will make when you become a doctor? Every year how much you will make? Adilendu over 2 years earning at least you should give, no? Otherwise, how you will get the seat? We are concerned about how much you will earn after becoming a doctor, throughout your life. From that, 45 lakhs is what? Nothing, you will be earning crores. So what is wrong in giving? But why do you need it? What is my benefit? You take the education I give and you go and make money. Everything seen in terms of money, 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 money. Husband and wife relationship in terms of money. Education in terms of money. Government and the people underneath in terms of money. Everything has become monetized. Everything is monetized. No relationship. Everybody sees everybody as a resource for money. This is why they call human resource. He's a human resource who can produce money. So horrible to be seen as a person who will produce money or can be used for sense gratification. These two things only people look at. What will I get from you? I'm not able to get from you. So, wife will have an affair with somebody else. Husband also similarly having an affair. They both grin at each other. Both know what is going on. Will carry on. So very low class. Very low class. So Mother Earth has to bear the burden of such people. So she is feeling very, very sad. Kali Yuga is so horrible that all these people are walking around on Earth with these type of intentions. No idea about God, no idea about spiritual life, no idea about any type of culture, nothing. Very low class beings. See, that's why Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada wanted to institute the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Show, here are people who live according to Vedic culture. So that the whole world will not forget that there are things like this to do. And this is what is the meaning of real life. That will be completely forgotten and nobody will see that model anywhere. So therefore Prabhupada made International Society of Krishna Consciousness. And there are full-time members there who are expected to have the highest quality of character, commitment. And they are instructing and educating people of a community of grahasthas, children, and others who also want to live like this, ideally. And in this way, we show example of an ideal community living on these eternal principles of Vedic wisdom. Then only people will get convinced. People will get convinced when they see a group of people following that and remaining happy and getting all their needs are met and they feel very secure, emotionally secure, physically secure, spiritually very secure, and therefore very happy. You see, they don't have any type of fear or they're not threatened by any way. Because Krishna is what they depend on. They depend on Krishna and they depend on the community of devotees who help each other. And in this way form strong bonds. And Krishna is in the center, inspiring everybody to do service to Him. Only by devotional service to the Lord can we set up this model. This was Prabhupada's desire to set up this model to convince people that it is possible to follow the instructions of Krishna given in the Bhagavad Gita, given in the Vedic literatures, and live very peacefully, happy, and live very prosperously, worshipping the Lord. This model is the original model for which this world was created, and Krishna wanted this to be instituted, Varnashrama Dharma. You can enjoy materially. Everything is provided for you. Just, you have to be Krishna conscious. You have to be God conscious. If you live a life without God in it, you try to take away God, throw Him out, then although you think you are making progress, it will be very horrible. Gradually, there will be no civilization left. Nobody will be civilized. There will be no progression. Everybody will fight with each other, exploit each other. And this is what is going on. So we are very greatly fortunate to be in touch with Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada's movement. And it is a great, amazing opportunity for everybody who is associated to teach this to others. Because it will work. It works. High, lofty understanding with God in the center, and it is possible to work it. That is what Prabhupada wanted all of us to do. All these problems that are listed here, women going away, children going bad, and you know, men going off the track, leadership is off. All these are because of the influence of Kali Yuga and because of a godless civilization. Under the inspiration of Kali and Maya. Kalaha. Kali means creating kalaha. Kalaha means quarrel, misunderstanding. So consistently there is misunderstanding between everybody. Father and son, misunderstanding. Mother and daughter, misunderstanding. Neighbor and neighbor, misunderstanding. Government and citizens, misunderstanding. Consistently everybody is doing inqilab, zindabad, everywhere. Inside the house, outside the house, in the company, outside the company, inside your head also inqilab is going on. Your mind is telling inqilab, zindabad. All sorts of turmoils people are facing, constantly, consistently. This is the nature of Kali Yuga. So if you don't take shelter of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and control your mind. Eat prasadam, worship the beautiful Archa Vigraha forms of the Lord, and remain under some Vaishnava's instructions, and lead a life which is completely peaceful and happy under the shelter of Krishna. There is no other solution apart from that in Kali Yuga. So the Lord has appeared as His holy name. Namabina kichu naiko ara, chauta bhuvana maje. In all the 14 worlds, there is nothing more beneficial than the holy name of Krishna. So if we chant the holy name, we remain united. Right? We remain united, our consciousness is clean, and we understand who we are, what we should do, and in this way, we can live harmoniously. And people in the outside world will get attracted to you. These people, they keep God in the center, and they live a very happy life. They dance, they chant, they have a fun time every day. Morning I see them, they are dancing, chanting in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning. Then again I came at 7 o'clock, they are again dancing and chanting. After that they are quietly sitting and hearing things and noting down things. Then I see them in the street everywhere, they are distributing books happily with a big smile and telling everybody to know. Then in the evening I see them again, they are dancing and chanting. They are saying Sandhya Arati. Then they are eating very good food. Pah, prasadam. Very nice food. Everything is nice. I am attracted to go there. In this way people get attracted. This is the genius of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He knows people want to be happy. And he is very clearly given a formula. I will provide you happiness. Just keep Krishna in the center. Chant Hare Krishna. Dance, chant. Eat prasadam. Philosophize and serve the community. And serve human society. What a wonderful alternative. No CSR required, that I make all the profit as a corporation and I exploit, extort all the things from there, and then I give a little bit percentage, 2% corporate social responsibility I have. I give you this money, please maintain this. I call it, you must have corporate spiritual responsibility. Our CSR definition is different. Please make all your employees chant Hare Krishna. That is called my CSR from our side. All your employees chant, we don't want your 2%. We don't want your 2% because if we make them chant Hare Krishna, they will give 100%. They will give themselves. So we tell people that these are all patchwork solutions, CSR, 2% I'll give you for the sake of the society, because I'm using the atmosphere, polluting the atmosphere, draining effluents into the river where people are taking bath, and then they get all sorts of diseases, they use that water, and I feel very guilty, so I'll do a little bit of something. I dig some wells, I build some little small things for them, I do this, I do education in the villages, out of guilt. The CSR is a guilt response. So what we say, keep God in the center and perform activities knowing that everything belongs to the Lord, and increase people's God consciousness. Automatically everything you require materially will be there. Everything you require materially will be there. There will be no problem at all. This is Krishna's guarantee. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam. I'll provide everything that you need. Simply remain connected with me. Yogakshemam vahamyam. If you remain connected with me, everything will be provided. This is the faith that devotee has. A devotee has that faith in simply depending on Krishna. Therefore, his simple living and his high thinking is he depends on Krishna. Actually, people should try it out and see it works. It has worked before in this land and country. And people were very advanced people. Materially advanced, spiritually advanced. Materially advanced, spiritually advanced. That is why the Britishers and the Mughals came and invaded India and took so many things from here. The produce of India was so good. Textiles, gold, jewelry, metalwork, amazing people. Producing the best of goods in the world. Spices, everything for eating, how to eat, what to eat, everything for medicines, how to get cured, of which one, how to get, every science is known in this culture. But everything has been destroyed, now you are working in Microsoft. And Microsoft will start Ayurveda firm and you will go to that and take the medicine from there. This is what is happening. See, so Prabhupada wanted that this country will give everybody the highest benefit, giving them Krishna consciousness. Giving them Krishna consciousness. When he went to UK, he was stopped and he was asked and interviewed in the airport, Swamiji, why have you come here to the UK? And he very smartly answered, after a little thought, you were in India trying to colonize India and you took many things from India. But you forgot to take the most important thing. I have come to give you that. He gave answer. The culture of India. You forgot to take. You took all the cheap things which we do not value and you value very much. But what is really valuable, you could not take. And because we possessed it, you could not colonize us. After 200 years of 300 years of work, you left without colonizing India. Right? I came to give you that. This is very clear, he told, this is what is of value. So we should treasure that. Bharata bhumite hoila manushya janmajar janma shartaka kuri kora para upakar. One who is born in India, he should deeply understand this culture, practice it, and then do para upakar by making others learn it and practice it. This is the duty of every Indian. So we should all go out and benefit many people, many families. They should start worshipping Krishna in their house. They should start chanting Hare Krishna. They should read Prabhupada's books. And then their life will be sublime and they'll be very successful. Everything will happen nicely in their house. In this way, Kali will be defeated. In the way, all these things will not happen in our community. You see, whenever Kali hears the holy name, he runs away. He cannot stand the chanting of the holy name at all. Wherever there is chanting of the holy name going on, Kali runs away. This is one thing he cannot stand. So devotees of the Lord, if you show a kantimala and a tilak, it is mentioned that Yamadutas will scream and run away. In the Skanda Purana it says a shloka that like dry leaves in the breeze, they swirl like this and they are gone. Like that when they see, Yamadutas see a person with tilak and kantimala, they scream and they run away. So if you populate the world with these type of people, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, no Kali will be there. Kali kalmasha nashanam nathaparataro upaya sarvavedeshu drishyate. So this is our business. It's a very deadly business. It's a family business. We chant the holy name and spread it, and Kali Yuga remains at the bay, doesn't come inside. So this is Prabhupada's plan, and this is the Bhagavad Dharma that we, you know, propagate under his instruction. If we do that, all these influence will not affect us. At least it will affect us less. Om Tat Sat, Srila Prabhupada ki. Any question or comment?
When you are mentioning about the Kalis and that, the human and that, but in the spiritual community,
that cannot be balanced in any other way but actually spending time together. Certain things have to be done. It is not that we have to sacrifice ourselves to such a great extent that we cannot keep our spirit of our duties in the proper perspective. There is a famous instruction of Prabhupada when, I think to a disciple called Arundhati or somebody, about she saying, I want to do Sankirtan and a child, a deity worship. I am supposed to do deity worship in the temple and my child will be looked after something. Prabhupada wrote back to her and told her that your child is your deity. You look after your child first. He was very clear. You are a mother, spend time with the child, look after the child, child is your deity. Now you don't have to do deity worship much. In that one instance you can understand that what your duty is as a father, as a mother, you must render that. And you do that and you chant Hare Krishna and live Krishna consciously. After that only you must do other things. Otherwise you cannot be a proper person. And those who are dependent on you will suffer. But when you have a community, these things become lighter, easier to do. Your household duties and everything. Because there will be common facilities available. It's like, that's why I've seen in many communities that I visit, all the mothers put their children in the school. All devotees' children are in the school. There are some 30-40 children. And teachers are teaching, they're all devotees. And they look after very nicely. And the mother goes and attends to some other things that she has got as a service. Father is gone to do something else. Maybe he's got a job, he's making money or something. And they get back and they spend time together. And the child is educated nicely. So community sometimes give you advantage to answer all these questions. Somebody else will look after your child. Maybe. But that somebody else looking after is not anybody from outside. It's a devotee. He is very sensitive to the requirements. And the child also will not find such a great change, difference. It grows up in a devotional mode, in a devotional community. So many of these things automatically get solved. And you find time. That is why if each person individually pursues his spiritual life alone, it becomes more difficult to do certain services. But in a community where everybody is doing things together, it becomes easier. Common facilities, common things can be done together, and everybody has time to socialize, to attend to each other, to, you know, be nice to people. That's why we have to adjust things in such a way. It's a good thought that we want to do certain things like preaching, expand the movement and distribute books, everything. But we also have duties to perform in our families, in the society. And those things, if we don't do, people will think that, see, these Hare Krishna people, they don't look after their children properly, they don't attend to their parents properly, they are like this, people will think. Right? So they will not come near you. Although you may say, yes, yes, I'll buy the book, I will read, but I have seen you people, I don't think I want to be there. So you don't look after your children properly, and you are, that lady is like this, this person is like this, I think something wrong in your community. They are not convinced to be part of it. Right? So, but if you do and show a model to them, then they know that, yes, here things get solved, and they will be part of it, and they will experience that. You see. So therefore, in the beginning stages, sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle, because you'll have to do things alone. But over a period of time, you're supposed to be able to make solutions for all these so-called problems. And it happens only in this way. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki Granthiraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.